Good morning. For these five Tuesdays in June, it's my great privilege to do your Thought for the Day on HCRFM. Now, it's a little bit strange because I'm a speaker who lived and died over 2,500 years ago. My name is Joel, and you can read my full story in the part of the Bible with my name on it. But just for these five Tuesday mornings, these five podcasts are called A Scroll from Joel, and this is number three. You see, let me tell you about our time of crisis. I know that you in 2020 are going through a terrible crisis at the moment. Well, we faced a crisis when I lived all those years ago. You see, there were locusts all over the country, swarms of the things. They were chomping through all our food supply, and it was terrible. We didn't know a time like it. God had warned that it would happen if we turned our backs on him, but no one believed it. Vines, fruit trees, crops, everything was gone. It was all eaten up by the locusts, a punishment from God for the way that we had ignored him and his ways. You see, I want to share with you in 2020, with the crisis that you're going through, what we learned from our crisis all those many years ago. And if 2 weeks ago we saw that we need to look around, survey the damage, see the devastation of the locusts, or for you, that the coronavirus has brought you. And then last week, first of all, look around. Second week, look down, mourn the devastation and the loss of life and the damage to people's livelihoods and to the economy. We had to do both of those things. We had to look around and we had to look down. But we also had to look up. And that's my message for today. Joel chapter 2 and verse 12. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. That's what we have to do, and that's what you have to do. Look up, return to God. Now, I don't know what your view of God is. Maybe you don't believe that God exists at all. Maybe you just think he's a distant grandfather in the sky. Maybe you stopped going to church because you thought God wasn't very nice because the people you met at church weren't very nice. Maybe you believe in the universe, and somehow that is your God. But I'm afraid all of these views of God are wrong. God has told us what he's like in the Bible. God is a strong and a good God who tells us to turn around when we've got things wrong. But he's also a kind and forgiving God who loves us and forgives us when we turn back to him. You see, here's another verse from my book, The Scroll from Joel. Says in Joel chapter 2 verse 12, return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. This virus that you are going through at the moment is tough in so many different ways. For some, it just makes life annoying and boring. You feel a little bit cooped up at home. For others, it's a lot more worrying. For others, it's life-threatening. But whatever your experience is this far, look up. Look to God. He's the one that can help you. Turn back to him. Maybe he sent this as a wake-up call. As another Christian writer put it, many years after me, C.S. Lewis, he said, God whispers to us in our pleasures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pain. It is his megaphone to rouse a deaf world. God is using this crisis to get your attention. He's full of love and compassion, and he wants you to find the ultimate safety and refuge in the only place possible, in the arms of his Son, Jesus Christ. Look around. Look down. Don't look back in anger, but do look up. Look up to God. Don't ignore him. Don't blame him. Look to him, turn back to him and say sorry, for he is gracious and kind, slow to anger, abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. I'm Joel, and this has been the third edition of A Scroll from Joel. Tune in again next Tuesday, 8:30, for the next instalment, and if you've missed any of the previous Scrolls from Joel, you can find them on the Christchurch Huntingdon website. Thank you so much for listening.